This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the program. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. You can always download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. All the shows across all day here at the KSL Sports Zone. You can also download any segment and just jump in. You can also stream the show. Best way to do it, downloading the KSL Sports app. Join Hans and Scotty on Friday. They're going to be at the NPS store here in Salt Lake. 1600 Empire Road, npsstore.com is the website. That's npsstore.com. Go out and check it out. So the Jazz have the fourth toughest schedule remaining, Scott. And the thing is that, I don't know, the fourth toughest schedule, it doesn't mean much.
Well, whether it's fourth or first or ninth or whatever, I'll tell you what's exciting about the rest of the season.
It's about motivation of these teams.
It's going to be intriguing. I mean, there's so many teams that are fighting. And I think what makes it intriguing is they're fighting to stay out of the play-in game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's one thing if, like, 6-1 has already been established and it's clear and it's these last few teams kind of fighting for 7, 8, 9, and 10. But you have people who are outside the play-in that are in it and then they are safe, right? And it's like within a few games, all of them. So to watch every single game matters. You know, this game tonight with the Jazz and Portland. Portland's their leader has clearly stated we're done. But does that really mean they're really done? You know, really done. And can the Jazz show up and can they take care of business? Because they have struggled against Portland this year.
What about when you're looking at at teams like, at the end of the year? This Jazz team have 11 games left now, and here are their eight toughest games. Milwaukee this Friday. Then they go to Boston, right? So you have Milwaukee, Boston. They still have to play the Nuggets. They still have to go to the Kings. They still have to take on the Nets. That Celtics-Nets trip, you look at it and you go, man, that's going to be tough. But how much do those teams need to actually win those games? That's a question. They have to balance whether or not they're going to be packing it up a little bit in their minds. Like, yeah, this is the spot we're going to be in for the playoffs, and let's just buckle down here. Let's pull a Steve Kerr and pull some of these guys. Bucks, Celtics, Nuggets, Kings, Nets, Suns. They still, out of the games that are remaining, they still have these tough games. Now, they play the Lakers twice. They play the Trailblazers tonight. They still have the Spurs one time, but the Spurs are one of the worst teams in the league, and they've also gotten the Jazz twice already this year.
You also have to look at kind of how the schedule lays out because they're home against Milwaukee. That's going to be a tough game, and they'll play hard. You know, they might surprise folks and win that game, but then the next day they got to go to Sacramento, and so that's a tough back to back. Phoenix is fighting to stay ahead of the Jazz, so and that's a home game, and that's a game that's going to be heated. You know, for the Jazz. It's going to be tough going to that three-game stretch, you know, San Antonio, Boston, Brooklyn. And at that point, you're going to have probably a really clear idea of where this week is, because then you're into the last week of the season. You're playing Los Angeles twice. You're going to play OKC that you're kind of battling, and you're playing Denver, who has the best record in the West, and they may be motivated, they may not, but I just find it, regardless of how tough it is, who the opponent is, it's a fun way to finish out the season, and in some ways it's almost like, a foreshadowing or a microcosm of the season, where it seems like most games the Jazz have been in have come down to the wire. I mean, the other night against Sacramento came down to Boston. I mean, they just one right after another. They've just had so many. I think they're two in the NBA as far as teams that have had meaningful or close games or you know, whatever you want to call that statistic. But this is going to come down to the wire for the Jazz. You know, it really is. It's going to come down to the wire and you know, see if they can close out the season and see if they can, you know, whatever they want to do. You know, it's I think they want to try to win. I think all these other teams want to try to win, but I think there comes a point when you just go, you know, I give. Uncle, you know, tapped out. You've seen Portland kind of do that. You know, so this next few weeks, will the Jazz close out the season kind of like they've tried to close out all their games? And why would that not be just amazing to watch, you know?
Yeah, I'm on David Locke's – excuse me. I'm on David Locke's side of things where it's like, how awesome would it be even to get just one extra game?
Yeah.
Let these guys go, travel to a place, figure it out for a game. You know that they could probably give any of these teams that are 7 through 10 a run for their money.
Well, if they're 9, they get a home game.
Right. And so
– or if they're 7
– they get a home game.
They get a home game.
Yeah.
Or 8, right?
You can't have all home games.
Oh, no. If you're – what is it, 9 and 10?
No, 9 and 10 don't play each other, right? 9 and 10 play each other, yes, for the one game. And then you're playing for the chance to basically supplant 7 or 8, right?
I think the winner plays 8, right?
Right.
And the loser plays 7. Is that right?
Yes.
And then the winners are in.
Yes. And those are all just one game, one off, yeah. Boom, got to get it done. Which I love. So Utah has one of the toughest schedules going forward, but that hasn't mattered in the last few weeks. The interesting thing tonight is going to be who does Will Hardy roll out there? Who are the guys that are going to be playing tonight? And that also has not really mattered. So who are going to be the guys who play? You know what I mean? The guys who show up and end up being kind of that superstar for the night. That
do we know flash if Markkanen's out again? Who's in, who's out?
That's, you know, as of this morning, I wasn't totally sure. But let me just see real quick because it changes at around 2:30 p.m. Here it is. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Status for tonight's game. Jordan Clarkson, out. Lauri Markkanen, questionable. He did participate in practice today.
Oh.
Yes, yesterday. So he's listed as questionable. So we'll see how that thing goes. Oh, just got the update. Lauri Markkanen available tonight.
Ooh.
So it'd be interesting to see how they do. It'd be interesting to see how Damian Lillard comes in. He's just said, like you said, the team's kind of packed it in. Hey, man, we're losing the rest of the way here. Or whatever. I mean, they're not going to – the last time they played, Lillard had 60 points. That was the – so – that was against THT, man, and Chris Dunn. So we'll see how they do this time. We will take a break. When we come back, let's jump in a little bit here to some more fun stuff. I've got a little bit of an update of what the Pac-12 meetings, what was discussed at the Pac-12 meetings this morning, and where they're at on this TV deal. More to go. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.